Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it. The right mindset is what separates most successful people from the average person. Changing your mindset can be one of the most valuable skills you can learn to help you create your own kick-ass life. Well, we want to help you begin that process today and give you a free copy of David Wood's training, Mindset, Your Key to Success. In this downloadable training, you'll learn how to develop a winner's mindset, how to overcome limiting and negative beliefs, how to love the word no, and much, much more. To download your free training, simply go to thekickasslife.com/free. That's thekickasslife.com/FREE.
Hi, this is Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Body, and The 4-Hour Chef, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kick-Ass Life Podcast. My name is David MacArthur. I am sitting in for the adventuring David Wood, who is off climbing mountains in Africa. I'd like to be with David right now. Wouldn't that be awesome? That'd be a kick-ass life, wouldn't it? Notice that I didn't say the vacationing David Wood, because when you are living a kick-ass life, you don't work, at least in the typical sense of a 9-to-5 work week, Monday through Friday. What you're doing is you're living your passion. It's like you're on a vacation all the time. A kick-ass life is a matter of tapping into and discovering what it is that makes you tick. What is your passion? And then investing your time and your focus and your energy into really discovering how to make your passion what you get paid to do. Because anything's possible. So if you're going to dream, you might as well dream big and make your passion just an extension of who you are and what you get to do and what you get paid to do. When you discover how to do that, you don't have to turn it on and off. You get to do that thing that you love doing, that you were born to do all the time. It really is a kick-ass life. Well, this is the 60-second podcast designed to pump you up. So are you ready to get pumped up? Here we go.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
All right, I hope you're pumped up and ready to go. Get a paper and pencil out. I'm going to give you a challenge in just a second here. You know, the other day I was on Facebook and just reading different posts, and somebody had posted something from the late and great Zig Ziglar. His quote is, "The more negatives you eliminate from your life, the more room you create for the positive." So here's the challenge. Eliminate one non-productive, time-consuming thing from your life and replace it with reading a motivational book. So I'm going to say that again. Eliminate one non-productive, time-consuming thing from your life. I don't know what that is. It could be watching TV. It could be sitting around doing nothing, just being idle. It could be playing games. You decide what it is that you could eliminate from your life that's really not producing any great success in your life. It's not contributing to that. And replace that time. Create a habit of reading a motivational book. This one thing can have a very powerful impact in your life. King Solomon said, "In all thy getting, get understanding." And look, you'll be very far ahead of most people. There's this statistic that I just discovered. 42% of people, after graduating from a secondary school, something like college, never read another book. 42% are not advancing their knowledge and their personal development. They just got into this habit, this habitual pattern, and they do it day after day, not really making much change in their life. They just become mediocre. So you're not like that. Definitely not. How do I know? Because you're tapped in. You're listening to this podcast. You guys rock. So Will Smith said in an interview, the actor Will Smith, he said, the answer's out there. For you to live your dream life, it's written in a book. It's recorded on a CD somewhere. Whatever your answer is, it's already been written. Somebody's already discovered it. You just need to tap into it. Knowledge is power, and power applied properly leads to a kick-ass life. I just made that up, but it's so true. Knowledge is power. Now, in itself, it won't change your life. There's a lot of smart people out there that aren't living a kick-ass life. Would you agree? So knowledge is power, but you got to apply it properly. It's through the books. It's through tapping into this podcast from people that have learned how to apply that knowledge properly. And they're going to show you the way. So once you apply that properly, you start to, what happens is you start to see things from a different perspective in a way that you never saw them before. Zig Ziglar calls it the learner versus the non-learner. A non-learner lives their life in a tunnel. A tunnel is just this straight tunnel goes through from one end to the other. And people are doing they're living their life the same way every day. They never change anything. And the true definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's the non-learner. They live their life in a tunnel, as opposed to somebody who lives their life in a funnel. That's the learner. He said it's not a matter of whether you're successful or a failure. It's whether you're a learner versus a non-learner. Well, the learner lives their life in a funnel. You all know what a funnel is. It starts really big at the top. You can pour liquids into it, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller so that you can put the other end in a small hole without spilling anything. So the funnel represents eliminating things that don't work and continuing to gain greater knowledge so that you can try new things. And when the new thing produces the result in your life, then you stop doing the other old things that you were doing, and you're doing the new thing. And you continue to eliminate the things that don't work. And your options get narrower and narrower and narrower. And try and say that 5 times really fast. Your options become limited on what you do to produce the results you want. So it's like living in a funnel. You limit your options. And what happens is, as you go further and further down that funnel, you just get to this place where you're performing at your peak performance. You're having success after success because you've narrowed it down to the exact science of doing the right actions. That's a learner. So the learner versus the non-learner, all right? So I absolutely recommend staying plugged into this podcast because you have people on here who have lived their life in that funnel, and they've figured it out. And it's like charcoals. Like you have a barbecue, and you have these charcoals that cook your food. And when they're all together, they burn really, really hot. They get bright red. And they stay hot long after the food's cooked, right? But if you take one of those coals and move it over to the side by itself, it loses its heat very quickly. But the other bunch are still burning red hot. You've got to stay plugged into what's going on. You've got to be in the right environment. You got to stay plugged in. So, and remember, you're the average of the people, 5 people you hang around the most, so I would recommend hanging around David Wood as much as you can. I've teamed up with David Wood. I've been invited, and I'll be doing my own podcast under the umbrella of the Kick-Ass Life organization, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to, once a week, share with you the things that have empowered me. Now, here's my story. I went from mechanic to millionaire. I used to have a paper route, then I would go into the automobile dealership and I would fix cars. I did that for about 15 years. And I was at the bottom of the food chain financially. And now I'm a millionaire. So I went from mechanic to millionaire, and I too live a kick-ass life. I get to do whatever I want, whenever I want, for as long as I want, and it doesn't affect me negatively financially. I'm living a kick-ass life. And in the coming weeks, I'll be imparting with you exactly what I learned. Remember, again, I started at the bottom of the financial food chain, and somebody handed me a book, a mentor of mine. He's one of my best friends now. And in that book that he handed to me was some information that I had never been exposed to before. And I couldn't believe the information that I was reading. Immediately, I connected with it. Immediately, I knew that it was going to change my life. I stayed up all night and read the whole book. And then I worked very diligently with a lot of desire to try and incorporate those things in that book in my life. And here's what happened.
In 4.5 months, I replaced my income, and I quit my job as a mechanic. In 13 months, I was making a six-figure income, a passive six-figure income, and now I'm a millionaire. I know exactly what I did and how I did it, and I'm so excited to share that with you over the coming weeks. I'm going to have guests on. I'm going to have my wife on. She doesn't always see things the same way I see them, so she'll bring a nice, fresh perspective of what happened in our lives. I'll have my kids on. My daughter's rocking. She's 21 years old, and she watched us go through this process. I taught it to her, and now she's starting to build her dream life. So, again, I look forward to doing that and sharing that with you over the coming weeks. Okay, so I want to finish off here. Remember, your challenge is to eliminate one non-productive, time-consuming thing from your life and replace it with reading a motivational book. I'm giving you that challenge on purpose because it will create positive results in your life. You've been listening to the Kick-Ass Life podcast. I'm Dave MacArthur, the Mechanic to Millionaire. Until next time, enjoy your adventure.
That was kick-ass.